Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
From the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, it's Spencer on Sports with your host, Spencer Wiggin.
Ty Brawlkamp filling in for Spencer today, and he's just gave him an open to his show. I don't think he's going to want to keep that. I am available for voice work in the building. Sometimes they do bring me in to voice. It's the wacky radio today here on a Friday. It's the weekend, at least it almost is. Finally, Friday, as George Jones famously sang one time. This is Spencer on Sports. Normally, the chair I'm sitting in occupied by Spencer Wiggin. He is on vacation, and I don't know where he went the last couple days, but I sure hope it's somewhere a little bit cooler than here in eastern Iowa. Chances are it's not. I don't think he's probably going anywhere tropical. But man alive, I don't think it's going to get cooler anytime soon. I could be wrong on that. Isaac, you're not a meteorologist, but you got any inside information on the weather? It's going to cool off anytime soon?
I don't think so. I think it's supposed to be pretty windy, too, later on.
I heard something about that. Severe winds later tonight?
That's what I saw. I could be wrong, but I feel bad for the Ragbri people out today. I saw some of them coming into work, passing through Iowa City there, or getting close to Iowa City.
Yeah, Tama and Toledo were the overnight stop last time, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
My normal route was closed off. The road was closed off, so I know. I saw them drive by a little.
Have you
them.
Ever done Ragbri?
I have not.
Do you have any interest in doing Ragbri?
At one point I did. I don't think I'm built for it, though.
I'd ride a bus. I'd ride the bus and drink from town to town, which is, as I understand it, what a lot of people do on Ragbri. I think for everybody that rides a bike on Ragbri, there's one quote-unquote support person who just takes the week off work and goes on a giant bender.
Well, if that's all I got to do, then, you know, I'll do that. Maybe not so much the bike riding part.
Well, you're not 21, are you?
I'm 23.
Oh, you're 23. Okay, I apologize there. That was a conversation I had with Ryan when Ryan's 20.
Yeah, he's not
20. So I thought I was going to get in trouble here trying to corrupt our nation's youth, but while you are youthful, you are old enough to enjoy a beverage or two. 319-366-1600, by the way, is our talk and text line here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. Wow, we got a lot to cover here in the sports world, including the continuation of a story that bubbled to the surface a couple days ago, and that is the ongoing expansion in the Big 12. We know now that they would like to take another team along with Colorado, and they're using a classic negotiating tactic to try to get this done as quickly as possible. It's a negotiating tactic that college football coaches oftentimes use when they're doling out scholarships. I got one scholarship, one seat at the table, one extra ticket to the movies, or one extra ticket to the game. Whoever I hear from first is going to get it. It seems to be the approach that the Big 12 is taking with, if you believe the reports that are out there, if you follow Chris Williams from CycloneFanatic.com and Iowa Everywhere, he had a pretty good summation of what he's hearing, and Chris has always been very connected with what's going on in the Big 12 conference. What he's hearing is essentially something I talked about last night on my show, the Todd Brawlkamp show, if you were tuned in from 4 to 6. Sometimes people listen at different hours. It's the only reason why I'm mentioning I have a show. Where is that was that blatant self-promotion, or was I just trying to make people aware of what we have on the station here?
I think it's just making people aware what we have on.
If I ever get to the point where it's blatant self-promotion and it's all about me, because I've been accused of this, you let me know. You just say, hey, you're crossing the line here.
I will say it's a little weird that people accuse you of that when your show is literally called the Todd Brawlkamp Show. There's no more Alex Kuhn or someone else in there.
And sports talk radio is largely about the idiots who are behind the microphone trying to drive the conversation.
Yeah.
So if it's not about me, what is it about?
It's a very odd criticism whenever whenever I see it pop up.
It's the Todd Brolenkamp Show, and I'm just going to wander through the building and talk about other people for the next 2 hours. That's coming up tonight, 4 to 6, working on getting some guests. We'll do Love It or Leave It. And Todd, because I'm pretending to be Spencer right now, Todd has a pair of tickets to see comedian and ventriloquist Jeff Dunham at the Iowa State Fair. That is coming up on August 15th. I can still say next month because today is the 28th. July has flown by. I don't know if anybody else feels this way or not, but with the arrival of Big Ten Football Media Day this week and seeing injuries in NFL training camps like Jalen Ramsey and Joe Burrow, and I believe we had another, is it Trey Thomas? Somebody got added to the injury list earlier today. It just, every year, it seems like it goes by faster and faster, it being the summer here. And I was talking to my barber getting a haircut last Friday, and I stupidly said out loud, man, the older that I get, the more and more, and of course my barber is like twice my age. And he was like, well, wait until you get to be as old as I am. So I felt like an idiot, so I paid him, tipped him, got out the door as quickly as I could. 319-366-1600, again, if you want to join the conversation on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We will get to Shohei Ohtani's very good, wonderful, outstanding doubleheader yesterday and how it ties in with a former Cedar Rapids Colonels pitching coach, probably about the only guy who even knows what it's like to come close to doing what Shohei Ohtani did in baseball yesterday. There is a baseball story brewing right now. Ken Rosenthal reporting that the Chicago White Sox are on the verge of sending Lance Lynn and Joe Kelly to the Los Angeles Dodgers. So the Dodgers bringing back Joe Kelly and bringing in Lance Lynn. And I saw a reaction to this. Some people saying, why? Who would want Lance Lynn? Look, you don't know what the next 2 weeks are going to look, or 2 months are going to look like in Major League Baseball. But the chances are, you're going to have an injury somewhere in your rotation. And while the Dodgers have some very nice young arms, it's never a bad thing to have a capable veteran pitcher that you know you can rely on to go out there and eat some innings. Among other things, Lance Lynn has been eating this season. 319-366-1600. Take a look at the talk and text line. Oftentimes just getting started here in the 2 o'clock hour, again, filling in for Spencer. Joe Kelly is an interesting character. I agree with you on that, Justin. I actually remember when he was a Quad City River Bandit and a teammate of Shelby Miller. They had Shelby Miller and Joe Kelly in the rotation at the same time when they were a Cardinals affiliate. Shelby Miller, being a former first-round draft pick, got a lot of the attention. I remember the first time I saw Joe Kelly pitch, and I'm thinking, the Cardinals have done it again. The Cardinals have located another pitching prospect, a decent one, and sure enough, he did make his way to the major leagues. He's had a nice career. I know people sometimes criticize Joe Kelly. He's not a guy with a sparkling earned run average or a ton of strikeouts at this point, but I try to keep that in perspective. Like, how many of us would, I don't want to say kill, I don't want to get that morbid, but how many of us would give a lot to have had a career in professional sports like a guy like Joe Kelly, right? Like, you're on the top of the mountain, but you're not the king of the mountain. You're just up there. You're part of the traveling party that gets to the top of the mountain. And you've stuck around the game long enough, made a decent amount of money, but you're not a superstar. I got to admit to you, I was probably the only kid in the world who, when I was playing baseball by myself in the backyard, I grew up an only child. But, you know, kids, and I've noticed this with my own son, they have a tendency to never fail. When they're playing a game and they're creating a game in their head, they're scoring touchdowns, they're never missing baskets, they're never trailing, they're never leading. I swear to you, when I was in the backyard, I was giving up the game-tying double in, like, the bottom of the third inning. Like, I was super realistic about how I viewed myself as a major league. Like, here I am, I'm in the major leagues, and the Phillies just tagged me for 5 runs in the bottom of the third inning, and my night is over. And then mom's poking her head out the door saying, okay, it's time to come in for dinner. 319-366-1600. Again, talking text line here. Let's get to the expansion, college football expansion. The Big 12 bringing in Colorado and now relying on a tactic that coaches have used for a really long time. As a matter of fact, we saw this several seasons ago at the University of Iowa with an open quarterback scholarship where Spencer Petras and Zach Wilson both had an opportunity to take the scholarship that was available, and Spencer Petras jumped on it first. He came, he visited first, grabbed the scholarship. That is essentially what it sounds like Brett Yormark and the Big 12 are attempting to do when it comes to luring either Arizona or UConn along with Colorado. They would like to, at least according to media reports, remain at 14 after next season, after this coming season. Because again, for those of you that have not been following, there's not much of a wait here. Colorado is out. They're not under a TV contract because the Pac-12's TV deal is up at this point. So Colorado jumping at the first chance that it gets. Reports yesterday that the Big 12 preferred a fellow Pac-12 team to come in with Colorado. But then you also had reports from The Athletic, other media outlets, saying that Brett Yormark himself is focused on UConn, which people are going to look at this and say, UConn's not great at football right now. They had a nice run under Randy Edsall over a decade ago, but you got to make these football moves. I think I understand it from a basketball standpoint, both men's and women's basketball. Can't go wrong with bringing UConn in. Now, Arizona, I think there's a certain cachet there as well. I believe it was Chris Williams who said he believes Arizona is trying to, they're trying to be that one friend who, and I think most of us have that type of person in our life where they're decisive. They know what they want, but they don't want to be the person to say what they want. They want to be either, they want to be brought along with the rest of, they don't want to be viewed as strong arming everybody else. And basically he said, Arizona's too nice. Arizona doesn't want to upset the rest of the Pac-12. They don't want to look too opportunistic. So Arizona may wait a while and then say that they've looked at the numbers, whatever, and then bolt. But it sounds as if the decision could already be made. Leads us to a poll question, pretty interesting poll question today at KGYMradio.com from this perspective of Big 12 expansion. You can take one team. Who are you taking? And the choice is either Arizona or UConn. Do you look west? Do you go east? 319-366-1600. Again, that is a poll question brought to you daily by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement in downtown Iowa City. My vote, and it, judging from the reaction, I was spending some time online today reading reaction from Big 12 fans, Iowa State fans in particular. And everybody seems to be in the Arizona boat right now. I don't know whether that's them thinking about taking a bi-yearly trip to Tucson or what that involves. But, man, I'm thinking it's awfully hard to turn down bringing UConn's men and women's basketball program into a league that certainly at this point looks far more intriguing from a basketball standpoint, at least to me, than it does a football standpoint. 2032 says Oregon's coming. I think that's the prize. I think that Oregon's going to be in a conference other than the Pac-12 at some point. As I said yesterday, either here in the 2 o'clock hour or on the Todd Bromelkamp show, Oregon with Phil Knight, the founder of Nike, the Nike money, the exposure, the uniforms, the ties to Nike. That is an attractive program for either the Big Ten or the Big 12 to eye at this point. Maybe they're the target. Maybe Arizona and UConn are distractions, or maybe they're being thrown out there to try to get Oregon to jump and make the first move. If I were the Big 12, I agree with 2032. I would take Oregon, but that's not one of the choices on the poll question because, again, the reporting right now seems to indicate that it's Arizona or UConn. That if Arizona doesn't want to come, UConn would be the fallback. 319-366-1600. Again, the talk and text line. You can use it to reach us here in the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. The sizzling, scorching KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We'll hear a little bit more from the Iowa football players at Big Ten Football Media Days. Didn't get a chance to play that audio for you yesterday here in the 2 o'clock hour. Did fire some of it last night on the Todd Brolecamp show, including Matt Rhule discussing his newfound love for cinnamon rolls and chili. If you missed that yesterday, that seemed to be one of the more divisive topics at Big Ten Football Media Day. That and then P.J. Fleck coming out and saying, look, there's no Fleck Bank. If there was a Fleck Bank, we would have elite checking. You know how banks and credit unions all have names for their, you know full well, if there was a Fleck Bank, that it would be elite checking. And, of course, elite would stand for, every letter would stand for something, which is difficult because checking and C is not in elite. But PJ would come up with it. What else would the PJ Fleck Bank entail? No overdraft fees as long as you give him a standing ovation when he comes into the room. I'm still not buying those reports personally. I think to me, and I saw this the other day, just this morning, somebody tweeted out a picture of a couple of the T-shirts that members of the Los Angeles Rams are wearing in training camp right now. And they have slogans on the back of them. And I'm thinking, if we're going to accuse one football program of cult-like activities, I have news for some of these people, having been around programs like this for a really long time. They're all essentially cults. Not in a bad way. And we're not talking, you know, Guyana and Jim Jones bad cult, but you adopt mantras. Look at Iowa, next man in, break the rock. They all start talking the same way, right? Like, it's not unusual to hear three or four Iowa football players say the exact same thing in almost the exact same tone, as if it's been drilled into the, well, that's very cult-like. But it's not quite as alarming as seeing people walking around wearing purple robes and black Nikes with their head shaved, okay? Bad cult, good cult-ish activities. But the idea that a football team at Minnesota, the football program, it's like a cult. Well, they have a charismatic leader. I will give them that. But most football programs have some underlying cultishness about them. 319-366-1600. 2032 on the text line says, if Brett Yormark wants to beat the Big Ten to the prize, he goes and gets Oregon. I think there could be a little bit to this. We're talking publicly about Arizona and UConn as an enticement to anybody who's not one of those two schools. If you want to pick up the phone, you want to get active, you want to try to talk yourself into the league, now is the time to do it. If I'm Oregon, there's no way that I'm sticking around and being the anchor of whatever's left of the Pac-12 at this point. And if I'm Arizona, Arizona State, Utah, Cal Berkeley, anybody that's left, Oregon State, Washington State, I think I named everybody that's left, left standing, Stanford. I left out Stanford, which I advocated for partially yesterday in possible expansion when it comes to the Big Ten looking west, which I still don't think we're completely done there either. But from a standpoint, everybody's looking at this from what does the Big 12 do? What does the Big 12 do? I think you have to look at it from the standpoint of the schools in the Pac-12 right now that realize they don't have a TV deal. Whatever they're going to get, it's probably not going to be lucrative. There's not a school out there that you bring in or schools that you bring in to help make up for the loss of USC, UCLA, and now Colorado. It's a very, very difficult line that George Kliavkov and the Pac-12 are going to have to walk. And at this point, I think they're just best off accepting their fate and blowing it up. There was a report yesterday about reaching out to the ACC about a don't use it. The joke wrote itself yesterday. Everybody on Twitter was saying the exact same thing. Don't use the word alliance. The last time the Pac-12 and the ACC got into an alliance with somebody, it didn't work out well. Whatever you call a partnership, a grouping, a working relationship, whether that's going to lead to scheduling or a de facto merger, East-West, ACC East, ACC West, your guess is as good as mine. That's the world that we live in at this point. 2:25, going to take a quick break here. Spencer on Sports. Todd Brommelkamp filling in for Spencer Wagon. He's going to be back on Monday from 2 until 3. Just a reminder, don't forget to tune into the gym class today from 3 until 4 o'clock. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with their popular Friday topic series, The Best Teams of All Time. Start thinking about it right now. I know you Bears fans out there, 85 Bears. I wouldn't blame you. Discussion topic coming up today on the gym class, and then the Todd Brommelkamp show from 4 to 6. Your chance to take home tickets to see comedian and ventriloquist Jeff Dunham at the Iowa State Fair. Take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll take a look at what's going on in Major League Baseball, including Shohei Ohtani, who himself had quite the day yesterday. As a matter of fact, the only person that came close to enjoying a day even in the same realm as Shohei Ohtani was actually a pitching coach here in Cedar Rapids many years ago. Familiar name to baseball fans of a certain age. Once traded straight up for a Hall of Famer. Tell you who it is after this. You're listening to Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 AM, KGYM. Back with more of Spencer on Sports after this.
The Gym.
I'm Kason Ferris with a check of your forecast. Hot and humid conditions will continue for your Friday. Temperatures will be reaching into the middle and upper 90s, but heat index values will be around 105 to 110. We're also watching the potential for strong and severe storms moving into the area. We're looking for damaging winds as well as large hail as we head into the afternoon and evening hours. For your Friday night, a few more storms are expected. Lows will be falling back near 70 degrees. We're drying out and cooling down for the weekend. And that was a check of your Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life.
So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the Gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's Community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Walk to defeat ALS August 20th at Kingston Stadium in Cedar Rapids. It's the number one way to unite and fundraise for those living with ALS. Register today and help the Iowa chapter of the ALS Association provide local family assistance and research to unlock ALS.
Details at KGYMradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
Fairfax State Savings Bank is a true community bank, believing service still comes with a local touch. Since 1924, Fairfax State Savings Bank provides secure, honest, relationship-based banking. They understand the little things that make our community special. Strong personal connections, sincere friendliness, and a sense of pride in local growth. And that's how they've succeeded for nearly a century. Learn more at thebankhere.com. Fairfax State Savings Bank in Fairfax, Amana, and Cedar Rapids. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Get ready for Oktoberfest in Uptown Marion September 16th. Sample tasty suds from 30 Iowa breweries. Enjoy live music and games. Your general admission ticket includes access to breweries and a commemorative tasting glass. There's also a VIP option that gets you in an hour early with exclusive samples and swag. Raise your glass at Oktoberfest September 16th along 7th Avenue in Uptown Marion. Presented by Sheets Forest Draper Insurance and the Marion Chamber of Commerce. Get your tickets now at eventbrite.com. Must be 21 or older.
Stock up with great deals at Menards on cleaning supplies. Save big on Simple Green All-Purpose Cleaner. A 32-ounce spray bottle with gallon jug for up to 44 refills is just $7.99 after 11% off. Assorted sizes and counts of drawstring trash bags are only $2.48 each after rebate. A 100-count pack of vinyl gloves is just $6.99 after rebate. Good through July 30th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. Make sure your cooling system is ready for the long haul this summer with preventative maintenance from E&J Geothermal. This smart step keeps you ahead of frustrating emergencies, is proven to extend the life of your cooling system, and can catch a small issue before it turns into a huge expense. Plus, E&J Geothermal is an expert in helping maintain your cooling system. Don't let the summer heat win. Schedule preventative maintenance today or ask E&J Geothermal about installing a new energy-efficient Climate Master geothermal system. Find out more at ejgeothermal.com.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
ESPN's Jeff Passan with the full trade details, now official according to the ESPN writer. The Dodgers receiving Lance Lynn and Joe Kelly from the Chicago White Sox. White Sox receiving outfielder Trace Thompson. That is a player that they originally drafted. That's Clay Thompson's brother. He's leaving the LA, California area. Jordan Leisure, a double-A reliever in Birmingham, who will be most likely assigned to Birmingham. And then right-handed starter Nick Nastrini, who is also in double-A right now with the Dodgers. I like that trade for the White Sox. I really like Nick Nastrini. I think he was a guy that the Dodgers were looking at as being that next wave of young arms that was coming up. He's buried on their depth chart a little bit right now by some other guys like Michael Grove and a couple other guys who are having success at the big league level in LA right now. Bobby Miller comes to mind. So they've got a little bit of minor league pitching depth, and they turn that into big league pitching depth. Again, the Dodgers receiving Lance Lynn and Joe Kelly from the Chicago White Sox. The latest trade to go down, trade deadline next week in Major League Baseball. Chicago Cubs trying to figure out what they're going to do right now. They're one of the hottest teams in baseball, winning six straight. Well, they're back at 500. So the good news is they've won five straight, six straight. The bad news is it just gets them back to 500. And now if you look, Cubs fans are saying, they don't sell, they shouldn't sell. Extend Bellinger, keep Stroman. You do what's best for business moving forward. And if that is to sell, I don't think this team is going to overcome Milwaukee or Cincinnati in the Central. I just don't. But they want to stand pat, and they're not going to add. I don't think they add. So it's sell or stand pat. They're going to stand pat. They're not going to make the postseason. Could say the same thing about the Angels, except they've been aggressive going out and adding and doing so as a sign of good faith to Shohei Ohtani, who is a pending free agent who would have likely returned a rather interesting haul in prospects had the Angels decided to put him on the market. I'm not sure he ever truly was on the trade market. But yesterday, Shohei Ohtani and the Angels played a doubleheader against the Detroit Tigers. Shohei Ohtani throwing a one-hit complete game shutout in game one of the doubleheader. Comes back and hits not one, but two home runs in the second half of the doubleheader. The Angels swept the doubleheader last night against the Tigers. If you look at the standings right now in the American League West, they are still four games behind the Houston Astros and six games behind the division-leading Texas Rangers. But they're 8-2 over their last 10 games. They have acquired some pitching in Lucas Giolito from the White Sox. They're keeping Shohei Ohtani. That performance, by the way, yesterday, it's being said, is likely the best doubleheader performance in Major League history. As a matter of fact, if you take a look, MLB.com today has a story about various things associated with what Shohei Ohtani did yesterday. He is the first player all time with a home run in one end of a doubleheader and a shutout in the other, according to the Elias Sports Bureau. As a matter of fact, the only other time since 1900 that has occurred in Major League Baseball is, well, a guy Shohei Ohtani is tied to quite often. Babe Ruth did it on July 17th, 1918. But as I mentioned, there is a tie between what Shohei Ohtani did yesterday and that of a gentleman who is in Cedar Rapids as the pitching coach for the Cedar Rapids Colonels in the mid to late 1990s. Rick Wise, the Owl himself, who threw a no-hitter on June 23rd, 1971 for the Philadelphia Phillies against the Cincinnati Reds. Rick Wise threw a no-hitter and homered twice in that game. So he threw a no-hitter and hit two home runs, but it was one game. It wasn't a doubleheader. That's a pretty good day. I would take that. Rick Wise, by the way, kind of an interesting cat. I remember dealing with him when I was younger and have a couple autographed baseball cards signed by him at home. One time, traded by the Phillies to the Cardinals. Cardinals fans probably know this. For lefty, Steve Carlton. Rick Wise was a pretty good pitcher. Steve Carlton was a Hall of Famer. Going to go ahead and chalk that up as a win for the Phillies organization. Speaking of the Cardinals, they renewed their rivalry with the Cubs last night, and boy, were there fireworks. I was not expecting to talk about this today on the radio. I thought maybe we'd have another boring Cubs-Cardinals game, as neither team really appears to be contending for anything this year. But early on, Ian Happ hitting Wilson Contreras, the catcher, in the head with the backswing. Now, these two guys were teammates in Chicago. I've viewed the video time and time again. Does not appear to be any malicious intent on the part of Ian Happ. Miles Michaelis, who is the starting pitcher for the Cardinals, though, seemed to take offense. Threw a pitch up and in on Happ. Not anywhere close to hitting him in the head, but he buzzed the tower. And then on his next pitch, he hits Ian Happ square on the butt, intentionally hitting him very clearly, clear as day to everybody except for Cardinals television broadcaster Chip Carey, who went on somewhat of an epic rant along with Brad Thompson, his color man, yesterday. We'll have that for you coming up later on today on the Todd Brolhekamp Show. Needless to say, Miles Michaelis ejected by the umpiring crew last night, and then Oliver Marmol, the manager of the Cardinals, also ejected. Wilson Contreras had to be replaced. Interesting footnote, his replacement, Andrew Kisner, for the first time in his career, homered twice in one game last night. Now, unfortunately for Cardinals fans, it wasn't enough to beat the Cubs. Those two teams are going to be back at it again today at Busch Stadium, which they noted this on the broadcast last night. At least Busch Stadium no longer has the artificial turf. I was down there, I think the hottest it ever felt for a game in St. Louis when I was down there was probably 110 degrees or so. I've been to some pretty steamy games in St. Louis. Starting pitcher right now for the Cubs listed as to be determined. See if there's a story behind that or not. Jordan Montgomery on the mound for the Cardinals, perhaps making his final start in a Cardinals uniform. He's been rumored to be available and on the trading block. Sonny Gray and Brady Singer, the pitching matchup in Kansas City as the Royals continue their series with the Minnesota Twins. The Cincinnati Reds, looking to keep pace with the Brewers, face a tough one against the Dodgers tonight at Chavez Ravine. Guardians and White Sox on the south side of Chicago. Newly acquired Tukey Toussaint pitching for the White Sox. The National League Central leading Milwaukee Brewers turn to Adrian Hauser tonight against the Atlanta Braves. They are throwing recently acquired Yanni Chirinos, who began the year as a member of the Tampa Bay Rays. He was recently DFA'd by them. Other games of interest tonight, you've got the Yankees and the Orioles. Mitch Keller on the mound for the Pirates tonight as they host the Phillies. Mitch 9-6 with a 4.01 ERA. I don't think he would be a trade candidate for the Pirates. I think he's an extension candidate, but maybe they're rethinking that now. I know his post-All-Star game starts have not exactly been stellar. Nationals and Mets, pretty good pitching matchup there tonight. Former first-round draft pick Mackenzie Gore going for the Nats against Max Scherzer. The Mets at 48-54, a team that has to figure out what they're going to do prior to the trade deadline. The 49-54 San Diego Padres, same boat. They welcome the Texas Rangers to Petco Park tonight. Should be a good game. The Rangers have been really fun to watch this year. Corey Seager on the disabled list, the injured list right now. I still call it the disabled list. It's the injured list. They get him back in that lineup. Texas, at the beginning of the season, faced or had pretty long odds to reach the World Series. Longer odds, I think, to win the division. Everybody was giving it to the Astros. The Astros are only two games back. But Texas, I think, is in that category of teams that would be, it would probably benefit them to make a move or two here in the final 3 days before the trade deadline rolls around. Some other teams that you look at in Major League Baseball that do a segment coming up on my show, buyers and sellers, who should be a buyer, who should be a seller, and who should maybe just consider standing pat at the trade deadline. That, love it or leave it, and more, as well as a chance to take home tickets to see Jeff Dunham at the Iowa State Fair. Going to take a quick 90-second timeout. Back with more of Spencer on Sports after this. Todd Brommelkamp filling in.
You have in common, and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along, and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertine and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Susan has always wanted to live in a chateau.
I like a certain je ne sais quoi.
While Jake is more into the Cape Cod style home.
It's a classic look.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Susan and Jake found a Cape Cod style home where they will only speak French.
Bonjour, je t'aime, merci beaucoup, and cordon bleu.
You'll get better with time.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
With summer in full swing, now's the perfect time to head to the ballpark. Score great deals on great seats from our friends at Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN. Every crack of the bat, every diving catch, every heart-pounding play. Experience it live, in person, from the first pitch to the final inning. Vivid Seats has a huge selection of MLB tickets, and they're the only ticket company that rewards your purchases. For the best selection of 2023, shop now. Just visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats. Experience it live.
.242 as I welcome you back into the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids here on a Friday afternoon, sweltering Friday afternoon. We take you into the weekend. Can't imagine that the area pools are going to lack for customers this weekend. Good weekend if you want to have a lemonade stand, if you want to hit the pool, or if you want to get the slip and slide out and put it in there. Just don't leave the slip and slide out because it's going to burn that grass out. The grass definitely needs a drink. And again, we do have some high winds that could possibly be in the area tonight as well. So keep tabs on the weather, especially if you've got anything sitting out on the patio that could wind up blowing away. Isaac, I'll talk to you about this coming up after the 4 o'clock hour on my show, but you got to be pretty excited. This is a big combat sports weekend between UFC 291 and then the Errol Spence Terrence Bud Crawford fight in boxing.
Yeah, they're both fantastic. 291, great event.
Now, are you? I know you like the UFC. I guess I've never asked you, do you like boxing?
Yeah, I like it. Obviously, I think I know more about the UFC, but I follow boxing loosely as best I can, sort of thing. sometimes a little bit harder for me to find where to watch boxing at times, but UFC, since it's been under ESPN, it's kind of, or it has been kind of easy to figure out where every event is and how to watch it.
Well, for those who may be interested, Errol Spence and Terrence Bud Crawford is on Showtime at 7 o'clock Central Time tomorrow, which is going to run up concurrently with UFC 291, which is in Salt Lake City. Usually they don't like to completely go head-to-head, but they're competing for pay-per-view dollars tomorrow, so I don't know what's going to happen there. I'm going to watch both.
Yeah, I'll try to figure out a way to watch both.
I'm not paying for both, but yeah. I'm going to watch both.
Yeah. My understanding of the boxing matches, it's like if Pacquiao and Floyd got made when it was supposed to be made, pretty much is what kind of how I've seen the talk around it.
Easily the biggest fight since 2015, Mayweather-Pacquiao.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt about that. Now, Circus Sports Iowa has Crawford as a 150 favorite, Spence at plus 130. The numbers, I mean, this is crazy. Both of these guys are undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Errol Spence is 28-0 with 22 of those 28 wins coming via knockout. And Terrence Crawford, who's from Omaha, is 39-0 with 30 knockouts on his. Spence has three belts right now. Crawford has one. It's the first time in fight history at 147 pounds that there's ever been four belts that will be combined here. I like Terrence Crawford. I usually watch him when he fights. Neither one of these guys have ever fought anybody as good as the other guy.
Yeah.
So this is going to be, I think, just a really, really good fight. And then you've got the BMF belt on the line at 291, UFC 291 between Dustin Poirier and Justin Gaethje. Poirier is a minus 140 favorite in that one. I don't know. That is just going to be an entertaining fight. It's a really good card.
Yeah.
Up and down. I don't know if you saw Michael Pereira did not make weight earlier today, so I don't know whether his bout with Wonderboy Thompson is in doubt or not. Maybe they have to make that a catch weight. But Tony Ferguson, you got Jan Blachowicz. Just a very, very good card Saturday night for UFC 291. 319-366-1600. It's not everybody's cup of tea. I get that. But this weekend, if you are a combat sports fan, you could make an argument that this is the biggest weekend in years between boxing and UFC. 319-366-1600 at 246. We make our way toward the top of the hour. Again, the gym class is coming up in just a little bit. I mentioned hearing a little bit from the Iowa football players yesterday, both on this program as well as my show, the Todd Brommelkamp show, which airs from 4 to 6 here. Get a little bit of Nico Ragaini at Big Ten Football Media Days.
I feel like you could see that in him every time you talk to him. I mean, if you asked him how his year went last year, I think he would have a chip on his shoulder for this upcoming year, as we all would. Being here, like, that's what I was looking around at the team, guys on the offense, and all of us didn't play the way we wanted to. So I think that brings us together as a unit. So that's what I'm really excited for.
The guy he's talking about there, no surprise, Cade McNamara, the transfer from the University of Michigan. Here's a little bit more of what Nico had to say on Wednesday when the Hawkeyes spoke to the Big Ten media in Indianapolis.
To be honest, I haven't watched the film from last year in a really long time. I'm putting last year behind us. I definitely remember the feeling of last year, and I don't want to feel that way again. So that's how we're feeling headed into this upcoming year.
And I think that's probably the best way that Iowa can approach the upcoming season. Don't look at anything in the rearview mirror. Everybody's going to be playing with a chip on their shoulder, but it's all moving forward. It's all about that season opener against Utah State, which I do believe now is officially the fifth sellout of the year for the Hawkeyes. So they've still got a couple tickets remaining for those late season games, but it's going to be a full and I think fun 2023 season inside Kinnick Stadium. I really think this Iowa team has a chance to win the Big Ten West this year, and I have not shied away from making that prediction. They were picked second in the Cleveland.com poll ahead of Big Ten Football Media Days. Wisconsin, talked a little bit with Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register yesterday on my show about Wisconsin. They're changing the style of offense. It's going to be more air raid oriented, more passing. And I just, in year number one, asking them to win the Big Ten West and to run the gauntlet of Iowa's defense and Illinois' defense and even Minnesota and Nebraska's defense while trying to implement that offense, I think it's a lot to ask. So I'm going with Iowa to win the Big Ten West, and then the team that I am keeping an eye on. Kind of hurt my feelings to hear Tom Cakert say this the other day on the Gym Class, because I was thinking, here, I'm sneaky fox here. I'm the only person who's going to say this out loud publicly. Cakert and I are on the same page. I think Illinois is the team to keep an eye on. Brett Bielema, outstanding coach, has the program trending in the right direction. And then this week brings in Jim Leonard as a defensive analyst. Hard not to like how the program there is trending. Minnesota, your guess is as good as mine. Heard P.J. Fleck yesterday answering for the first time the allegations that were put out by Front Office Sports earlier this week about his program's behavior and instances where perhaps there were some issues along the lines of what's going on at Northwestern. Nick Hankwitz, his former defensive coordinator, quoted in, I believe it was the Chicago Tribune, saying that he finds it very hard to believe. Hankwitz worked for Pat Fitzgerald for 13 seasons in Evanston. Says he finds it very hard to believe that Pat Fitzgerald knew about or condoned any of the hazing that went on at Northwestern. Says the very first day, the very first meeting, Pat Fitzgerald talks about how hazing is against team policy. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out, especially now that the lawsuits continue to mount. You got Jim Phillips, who's the commissioner of the ACC, but was the prior athletic director at Northwestern. He's involved in some of these lawsuits now. Derek Gregg, Michael Schill, the AD and president of Northwestern, being sued, among other entities. And yes, Pat Fitzgerald, the former coach himself. David Braun, the interim head coach for the Northwestern Wildcats, spoke on Wednesday at Big Ten Football Media Days. Did not exactly sound like he was the happiest guy in the world to be there. I don't have that clip in front of me at the exact moment. Otherwise, I would play it for you. You can get the sense yourself about where he's coming from heading into what should be a very, very long year in Evanston, Illinois for the Wildcats. 2:51, one last 60-second timeout. We're going to come back and wrap things up here. My second day filling in for Spencer on Sports. Spencer will be back with you on Monday from 2 to 3. Back with more on Eastern Iowa's Home for Sports, 1600 AM KGYM after this.
Credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means, wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Starting to wonder if teams other than the Chicago White Sox have gotten the memo about the trade deadline in Major League Baseball and the fact that you can indeed make deals right now. Because the White Sox, according to Jeff Passan of ESPN.com, in the middle of consummating their third trade so far prior to the trade deadline. Jeff Passan reporting that the Chicago White Sox are in an agreement with the Houston Astros on a deal that will send right-handed reliever Kendall Graveman back to the Houston Astros. He spent some time with them there before. So, White Sox not wasting much time here as they officially go into all-out sale mode. Parted ways with Lucas Giolito, now parting ways with Lance Lynn and Ronaldo Lopez. Giolito and Lopez in the first package. Lance Lynn and Joe Kelly today traded by the White Sox to the Dodgers. And now, according to Jeff Passan, Kendall Graveman leaving the south side of Chicago and heading to the Houston Astros. I have a feeling between the 3 o'clock hour on the gym class and the 4 to 6 two-hour block on my show, there could be a few more trades that are going down or being sussed out by the likes of Jeff Passan. Nothing major so far. Still some fairly big possibilities that are out there. But you have teams, so many teams, that are close enough to contending for a wild card spot that it's just going to be very hard. Even the Mets have rebounded to the point where maybe you're not considering putting a Verlander or a Scherzer out there on the market. I don't know about that. I don't know what direction they want to go in. There's reports that they have a few of their bats that are on the chopping block right now. So try to lick your fingers, stick it in the air, and see what direction the wind is blowing with your favorite Major League Baseball team. I'm going to try to do that for a lot of the AL and NL Central teams coming up on the Todd Bromelkamp show today from 4 until 6. Also, a pair of tickets to see Jeff Dunham at the Iowa State Fair. He's coming August 15th to Des Moines. Gym class is coming up next. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes with their Friday topic series. Greatest teams ever. As a matter of fact, if you want to start populating the text line with those right now, it is up and open, 319-366-1600. Greatest teams ever, any sport, any level, high school, college, pros, there's absolutely no governor on the topic. 319-366-1600. Those guys are coming in here next. Isaac doing a fantastic job as always. He's getting those big board updates prepared for the 4 and 5 o'clock hours. Big sports weekend. Lots of baseball. We are this much closer to football being back. This is very football weather out there right now. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to just sitting and relaxing in the air conditioning this weekend, which tells me it's probably the last thing that I'm going to get to do this weekend. Todd Bromelkamp filling in for Spencer. He's going to be back on Monday at 2 o'clock.
Perfect time to head to the ballpark. Score great deals on great seats from our friends at Vivid Seats, the official ticketing partner of ESPN. Every crack of the bat, every diving catch, every heart-pounding play. Experience it live, in person, from the first pitch to the final inning. Vivid Seats has a huge selection of MLB tickets, and they're the only ticket company that rewards